Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, Bedford County Speaks introduces community leaders, interesting topics, and people making a difference in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is presented exclusively by News Talk 1310 WBFD. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Broach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented as a public service by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here on Route 220 in Bedford. That's Thomas, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I'll return in a moment with today's guests, Andrew Ferguson and Lisa Cairo, of the Children and Youth Services of Bedford County, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Some time back, they did a survey and they found that lots of people who lived within a few miles of the Liberty Bell or the Statue of Liberty never visited either place. That happens around here too. Just after the start of the French and Indian War, Bedford County became the gateway to the West with the opening of the Forbes Road, which we now call Route 30. In 1794, President George Washington had to come here to quell the Whiskey Rebellion. By 1913, the first transcontinental road for motor cars, the Lincoln Highway, was dedicated here, and the legendary Bedford Springs Resort still welcomes people from all over the world. With this kind of legacy, why keep it a secret? Spread the word about Bedford County, the history, the charm, and the regal Alleghenies. Bedford County, America's open door to the West.
As you know, last week we spoke to the folks over at the Lutheran Social Services, and today I thought we'd kind of follow up a little bit on this realm of endeavor throughout Bedford County. And with me is Lisa Cairo, who is the administrator here at the Bedford County Children and Youth Services, and with her is your able Vice President of Action here, Andrew Ferguson, who is Caseworker 2 here. Lisa, is an interesting topic to me, because as I said before we went on the air this morning, that this issue or this world you live in is not very familiar with most people unless they have been directly involved with an issue with their family.
That's correct, Lloyd. Yeah.
So is there a big piece that represents a constant flow through this office?
Well, Bedford County Children and Youth Services provides services to families and children of whether they've been abused, neglected. That could be physically, mentally, sexual abuse, things like that. Bedford County Children and Youth Services is a general, so meaning that our caseworkers deal with from the very beginning to the end, whether it goes to adoption, out-of-home placement, things like that. So the biggest realm that we've seen over the past probably year has been drug use with parents and children.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to get an overview of that because I'm curious as to why folks like you would join this kind of profession. Andrew, let's learn a little bit about you. Did you go to school for this?
Yes, Lloyd. I went to school at IUP. I have a bachelor's degree in criminology. From there, I was fortunate enough to do a two-year internship with the Pittsburgh Steelers. After that, I worked in a residential treatment facility for juveniles. In Reading, Pennsylvania, and I've been here for 6 years.
Boy, you've been around. Holy smoke. Well, I jokingly said to Lisa, Andrew's a big guy, and I said, I see you have a bodyguard for this interview. And so now I know why. An old football guy. I suppose you probably played football in high school and stuff, right?
I actually did not.
You did
not? I'm actually a golfer.
You're a golfer. Okay. Well, he looks like a football player. How about you, Lisa? Did you also go to school for this?
My first 15 years, I was in the United States Air Force. Mm-hmm. Came back to Bedford County, born and raised here. Went to school for my bachelor's degree in social work, and then followed up with my master's degree from California University of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. When you were in the Air Force, did you do anything like this, or was just something unrelated?
I was law enforcement in the military.
So that's kind of related, because I see Andrew has a little bit of a background in that as well.
Yes.
Okay. Has that helped you in your jobs, I suspect, what you learned in law enforcement?
I would say anything you learn helps you in this job.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Well, he's good. I like
him.
He
is very good.
He's all right. Okay. Well, our guests, as you heard, are Andrew Ferguson and Lisa Cairo of the Children and Youth Services. And you folks, at least from my vantage point, have a tough job. I looked at some of your brochure material outside the office here, and Do you ever have people coming in that are happy, or you're always seeing unhappy kids or people? Is that, that makes it tough for me.
I believe there's a mixture, probably more so that's unhappy, because any time that you have an agency knocking on your door, you know, with families and children, without, you know, requesting assistance, that there may be something wrong, and we don't feel that way. My whole persona for Bedford County Children and Youth Services is here to be a positive resource to empower families, not to tear families down.
So I guess at the first contact, like I guess you would make, Andrew, the, you know, the government's here, and then they have to learn that isn't exactly the case. Is that what happens?
Yeah, that's one of the hardest things, is to get families to understand that you're there to help them, and you're trying to do the best you can and not have that negative image.
Right.
Sometimes that's easier said than done. So,
well, give me a typical case. I mean, you are you the person or one of the people that actually goes out into the field
yes.
and sees folks? Okay, so kind of give me a little scenario, fictional if you want. But what's it like just to leave this office and go see a family that you've learned through, I guess, law enforcement or other means, they got a problem?
Well, your referrals can come in from anywhere, whether it's law enforcement or the public.
Doctor's office?
Doctor's office,
okay.
Absolutely, yes. So the hardest part first is usually making sure you have a correct address and figuring out exactly which house you're going to. Once you do that, you know, for me, I understand that I have to find the rest of the story out. So the initial report, in my mind, is usually 50% of the story, and then I go out to the home to figure out the other half of the story, or maybe it's multiple visits to find that. But you're trying to figure out exactly what's going on. So it can be kind of puzzling at times. The advantage I've found is each time you do it, you learn something. That's one interesting thing here, is I always learn every day. So you use things, experiences from your past to help you out.
Are they required to speak with you?
No. No, I've had people refuse to speak to me, and then we'll have to, depending on what the situation is, we may have to get law enforcement involved to assist us. Mm-hmm. Things can be difficult. You ask about, like, I mainly enjoy handling truancy, which is children not attending school, and I, you know, so I've gotten pretty good at being able to explain what happens to kids that don't want to go to school. I was fortunate enough growing up that I never wanted to know the consequence of not going to school, so I just went. And that's what I try to emphasize to kids. But I understand how important an education is to kids in today's world. You know, I put a big emphasis on them getting an education.
So gone are the days where the truant officer would walk in and grab the child by the ear and drag him to school. That's not done anymore, I guess.
No.
Well, in these social interactions that you have with these folks in the neighborhood, I guess what I meant when I asked you, are you required, if one of your sources or one of your leads says you've got children in distress in this household, eventually you have to get at them. Is that how it works?
Correct, yeah. Yes.
So by hook or crook, you've got to do, you just can't say, well, they won't see me next.
Right.
It isn't done that way?
No, we have to be persistent, and sometimes, like I said, it takes multiple visits and you know, seeking help from, like I said, law enforcement or the sheriff's deputy, whoever.
Can you tell me about some of the problems these families have that makes them dysfunctional?
Like Lisa said earlier, the one major issue we face here in Bedford County is drug use, and it is getting worse, it seems, day by day. So that's one of the toughest things to deal with.
Well, you're like the fourth person that's told us this, and these programs we've done over the last 2.5 years, we've spoken to the commander of the state police, we've talked to DA Bill Higgins, we've talked to the mayor of Bedford, and all of them tell me over and over that this is the issue at the moment, especially opioids and things of this nature. And you've both been doing this for quite a while, Lisa. Is this new, or has this been around all along, this drug thing?
I believe the drug use has been around. I've been here for 15 years.
Yeah.
but I can honestly say they last probably 2 to 3 years. Have had Bedford County has had a huge impact with drug use. Like I said, with parents using and being in the sole caregivers of young children, our first priority is definitely the safety of all children. When we get a call, I know you asked Andrew about, do we go out? Yes, even if we feel that, you know, the call may not be legit, no matter what calls come in, we have to go out and address each call.
I once knew a couple that were having a very tough time financially, and they lived in Philadelphia City. And this is 25 years ago, but I remember there was some agency in Philadelphia that threatened to take their children away from them unless they could earn enough money or whatever to support them. Is that kind of stuff still around or not?
No, that's actually the last thing we want to do is remove a child from the home. And I've been here 6 years, and unfortunately when you have to do that, that still is one of the hardest things you have to do. But that's the last step we want to do is to remove a child from their home. Sometimes that has to happen, though, in order to ensure the child's safe.
And in a way, Lisa, I guess that's kind of a failure. If you have to do that, there's a lot bad ahead of that happened ahead of that, I assume.
And I believe that's what the persona was years ago.
Yeah.
Today, the way Pennsylvania Child Welfare has, you know, tried to turn the table to say that, no, it's not a failure. I look at it that we are all human. We all mm-hmm. make mistakes. We all right. fall on hard times that a lot of families, you know, may not have the support. We talk about our own life experience and our own families and things like that, where, you know, a generation or two ago you had parents and grandparents or aunts and uncles there to support, where a lot of families that we are seeing do not have that family support, or if they did, it was basically the bridges were burned, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So we definitely do not see it as a failure. We see it as finally somebody has reached out to say this family needs more assistance than what we can offer.
What's a big win in here? I mean, Andrew, if you have a case you've been working on for maybe 6 months to a year, what's considered a big win for you?
A big win is when, for me, I enjoy working with teenagers mostly. A big win is being able to see them get a finish their education, whether it's a high school diploma, a GED, obtain employment, ultimately choose a lifestyle that's going to be successful, whether that, depending on the individual, could be, you know, staying away from drugs and alcohol, maybe moving on and becoming independent at the age of 18, and really turning themselves around, so to speak.
Well, that's a pretty good way to put it. I certainly couldn't do better, and I just remind everybody that our guests today are Andrew Ferguson and Lisa Cairo from the Children and Youth Services of Bedford County. And when we return, we're going to learn a little bit about what they're doing specifically here in the county to help you and your children when Bedford County Speaks continues.
The USA in your
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. When I was a kid, every Sunday evening, Dinah Shore sang that song. Being part of a Chevy family since 1939, I thought it was pretty special. Now that the weather has become Bedford beautiful again, why not stop by and see the USA in your Thomas Chevrolet? Right now, we have a great opportunity with a beautiful 2017 Malibu. All of them have the latest technology, comfort, and power to make driving fun again. At Thomas Chevrolet, you can drive away in one of these terrific Malibus at value pricing in the low 20s. When you get a great price, great trade-in, and our legendary service, that's called earning your complete satisfaction. That's what we do here every day. Come and see the USA in your Thomas Chevrolet right now. If you visit us this week, you'll find your 2017 Malibu in our showroom. And while you're here, we'll show you what complete satisfaction really is.
That's Thomas Chevrolet, where we guarantee your complete satisfaction every day.
This is District Attorney Bill Higgins, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to Lloyd Roach and Bedford County Speaks.
Andrew, I want to pick up on something you had mentioned when we were just talking a minute ago. You said there were several paths and avenues that you considered a win, and one of which was a high school student going on to high school or college or getting their GED and so forth. I wanted to focus a little bit about on the GEDs, because is that still an effective program?
Yes, I deal with quite a few kids that have obtained the GED and are in the process of obtaining it.
What happens is that they get a diploma from the state after they've completed whatever they need to complete to get the GED, and then poof, they are a high school graduate, as I understand it, right?
Correct.
So, Lisa, in your work here, that kind of gives them a little credential, that is the client a credential that they didn't have before. So that's a little bit part of the win, isn't it?
Correct. And there's also, Bedford County has a lot of different resources, such as through Center for Community Action, where they actually provide GED classes to help the student prepare for their GED and study so that they can successfully complete it.
And in your experience, has the educational system adapted itself a little bit to where they are probably a little smarter than they used to be about realizing where the strengths of a child's abilities were?
Yes, I know as children and youth, we have one of our subcommittees that is a truancy subcommittee, and we teach a truancy class for youth that are identified through the schools as truant. I believe over the past 5 years that Children and Youth Services have worked very well with all the 5 school districts within Bedford County. It is very important to the school districts for each child to obtain an education one way or the other. I mean, that is definitely their primary goals.
Andrew, about education, once a young person has finished high school by whatever method or some other level of training, does this insulate them more from getting into trouble or getting into a problem situation?
I believe so. I mean, in my experiences, I'm not saying drug use is solely poverty driven, but it does have an impact. I think people with an education, regardless of the level or any type of training, are more likely to be able to obtain employment and not resort to that sort of lifestyle.
Let's get through down a little bit more about your main clients here. How young are they when they come to you sometimes?
They can be as young as a newborn infant.
Really?
We've had calls from the hospital that our kids are no more than a few hours old.
So it's been a neglected child, completely abandoned perhaps in some cases?
Typically it is the there's concern through blood tests and such that the parent was using during the pregnancy.
So it swings back to this drug problem. So this is
correct.
This is really a central issue. So if you say you have a teenage pregnancy and or whatever, and this young girl has a baby out of wedlock at the age of something teen, right, you're immediately involved.
Correct, and it's really not so much teen pregnancy that we're dealing with. It is, adult mothers. I know in 2012 we had approximately 7 reports of children born with drugs in their system. Mm-hmm. Last year we had up to 34 cases reported.
Jeez.
So, and just the withdrawals and the different side effects that these infants go through is definitely impactful on their well-being, even long-term.
So do you have medical advice in this office? Is there some kind of medical thing? How do you do that? I mean,
no, we work very closely with the doctors, the pediatricians, and the hospitals, and with the families. A lot of mothers are regretful, especially once they see their child and they have to go through the withdrawal symptoms. It is definitely not a site that,
Do you get to work at all with some of the agencies that are religiously affiliated? Catholic Charities, the Lutheran people I just saw a few weeks ago, that kind of outfit. Are they involved at all with your work?
Yes. As far as Bedford County Children and Youth Services, we work very closely with the county resources such as ALSM, such as, even surrounding counties that we utilize resources. We try to build up as much resources and support for the families so that they feel that they're not alone. something with Children Youth Services. Like I said, we deal with cases from the very first call in to hopefully, you know, our success story is that we're able to close them, feeling comfortable that the child is safe in the home with the parents, to providing permanency for kids.
So, Andrew, if you have an issue with one of your client families, there's people you can, you know, you pick up the phone, you call and say, they're in such and such a church, maybe I can get the pastor involved, that kind of thing. I guess that's what I was searching
Absolutely.
For.
We have a lot of agencies around here. I mean, you could always use more, but we have a lot that, whether it's ACRP, Alternative Community Resource Program, Independent Family Services, Blair Family Solutions, all these places provide services that assist us in helping families.
So, unfortunately, this is a growing business.
Correct.
Yeah. You obviously go to seminars and see other people that do this, both of you. Mm-hmm. When you go to these things, do you, does it ever depress you to know that this thing seems to be getting worse and not better?
I believe, well, of course, when you hear the stories, the one good thing is that the state of Pennsylvania is aware of this. Out of 67 counties, I guess it's, if you want to say, comforting to know that it's just not in Bedford County, unfortunately. Yeah. It's across the state. All 67 counties are dealing with the same type of issues. We looked at, you know, you said, when did Bedford County Children and Youth basically originate? And it originated in 1930 with a budget of $4,000. Currently,
it was big money in 1930.
Yes. Yeah, right. Currently for 2017, our budget for Children and Youth now is $4.2 million. Mm. So you can see the difference and just throughout the decades, the changes.
I think what strikes everybody, and me in particular, is I moved here from a major city where social problems are overwhelming. And I thought, well, we'll go to Bedford County. They probably don't have any of this problem here. Beautiful bucolic country with mountains and trees and nice river, and you got a world-class resort here and all that. And I learned that there's a drug problem. And it was very interesting to me because I thought, you know, what kind of problems could they have here compared to what they have in Pittsburgh or Wilkes-Barre or Philadelphia or Reading or whatever, some of those York, some of those hot spots that I personally know about. So it is universal, isn't it?
Correct, it is.
So is there any commonality here? Is it, are the bad habits the same no matter where you go? Andrew, I mean, you worked in Reading. Is it the same situation there?
I think the population's completely different, and that was one of the reasons I chose to move back to Bedford was I can relate a little bit more to the population in Bedford County as opposed to the population in a city.
Right.
I think the problems in cities are obviously worse, but again, it goes back to the poverty level.
Right.
Poverty level is probably higher in the cities.
So there's more of it, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that drives a lot of the drug use and a lot of the problems families face.
So was this big war on drugs a abysmal failure? Because it seems like we're not winning the war. What do you think?
I always like to think optimistic.
Good for you. Yeah, you needed this job.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And look for the positive sides, yes.
But, I mean, is there, do you see any light on this stuff? I mean, I guess I'm trying to be positive and optimistic. I'm saying, you know, where's the win here? What, can you measure whether or not you're making any difference here, especially with the drug problems?
I think measuring whether you make a difference or not is kind of relative. I don't know that you can measure it on a sheet of paper, whether you make a difference. No. In dealing with kids that I've dealt with kids as young as 13 that have what I would consider serious drug addictions. And seeing those kids improve, and that's a win, so to speak.
Yeah.
And
well, I guess, and I'm not trying to belabor this, but Lisa, if you and your colleagues are handling, I'm just going to make this up, are handling 100 cases in 2017, it's probably much more, but let's say it's 100 cases, and in 2018 you're going to handle 75. Is that kind of a measurement make any sense or not?
It depends on how you look at it.
Aha, okay.
Exactly. And it all goes back to the reporting. And I believe the biggest impact for Bedford County, and I look at it on a more broader aspect, the caseworkers such as Andrew, he's dealing what I would say in the military, he's in the trenches. He's seeing it firsthand. He's dealing with it. I look at it as an administrator's perspective of working with all the agencies within the county and the court system, the district attorney, everybody working together to make an impact on the drug use in Bedford County. That's where I would say that the education and things that I would measure the drug use by.
So, Andrew, you're in the tip of the spear here, so to speak, and you're the first person these people see, I assume.
Correct.
Yeah, so, and are you the last person they see?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, we stick with cases here in Bedford County throughout the whole process. Something I really enjoy. I get to do different things. I'm not doing just in-home or just placement or just child abuses. I'm doing a little bit of everything. So it's sometimes more difficult, but sometimes it's nice because it breaks up. You're not doing the same thing every day.
We're speaking to Bedford County Children and Youth Services, and with us is Andrew Ferguson, caseworker 2 here, and Lisa Cairo, the boss lady, the administrator of this agency. And I'm going to remind you today that the program is brought to you by Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, who proudly supports and celebrates the business community of Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. And also by our friends at Thomas Chevrolet. They have a wonderful opportunity in their showroom right now. They have a Chevy Malibu. And I want to mention to some of the older people that might be listening, because the person that's speaking to you is slightly older, and I am well aware of how hard it is sometimes to just to get in and out of a car. This Malibu is a very easy car to exit and egress, so I would really suggest that you go over there and look at it. It's in the showroom. It's a Chevy Malibu, a 2017 Malibu, and Mark Thomas assures me that you can get this car for a lower price than anywhere on planet Earth. So I just want to mention that to you as Thomas Chevrolet helps support this program. And our guests again are Andrew Ferguson and Lisa Cairo. Want to talk a little bit about this tip of the spear. How many people do you have to see in a house every week?
That all depends on the week. There are some weeks where I can visit with 8, 10, 12 families in a week, and there's some weeks where I may only visit with a handful.
Right.
We have to see everybody that lives within the household, which sometimes can be challenging.
Is that so? So it isn't just the parents and or a child?
Right. I mean,
so
we
if you have a grandmother in that house or whatever, you want to see them too?
Correct. Because
that's part of the package? Is
correct.
That
correct? Yeah. So sometimes you work late into the evenings because people's schedules and things. And that can be challenging, especially when you get to the corners of the county. It takes a lot of time to drive there and things like that, so that's one of the hurdles you face.
Lisa, we just have a minute or two left, and I want to get some contact information from you. How do we get a hold of you? You have a website or anything like that?
County does have a Bedford County website, which we are one of the offices on there, or through our telephone number of 814-623-4804. Or through the state reporting of 1-800-932-0313.
And you mentioned earlier that physicians will refer people.
Correct.
So maybe if you have a family doctor, they could also help you here.
Yes.
Come here. Okay.
They are mandated reporters.
Well, Lisa and Andrew, thank you. You've been terrific. I really appreciate it. You've behaved very well for a children's place. I appreciate it very much. You've done a great job, and thank you. Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru on Route 220 in Bedford, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I look forward to joining you next time right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
Thanks for listening to Bedford County Speaks. This program is heard every Saturday at this time over News Talk 1310 WBFD. If you would like to hear this program again, visit BedfordCountySpeaks.com and click Listen Here. Bedford County Speaks is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310. If you or your organization would like to appear on the show, visit our website, BedfordCountySpeaks.com, for contact information. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.